I'd like to say hello and welcome. You're listening to Trigger Happy Memories on WPCA Radio 93.1, downtown Amory, Wisconsin. My name is Mike Murtha. I'm filling in for Eddie Schmidt as Kevin Loudon. We also have Leland Grove. Of course, we call him Shady. And Eddie had a little bit of a setback with his health, but he is doing fine. He's recovering, and he's going to sit this one out. We'll see Eddie again down the road to some more shows, but we're going to do some live music in the studio as well as some lively stories we'll share with you. Sit back and listen. Tell your neighbors and friends that this is small town, hometown, old-fashioned radio, just the way we like it, and we hope that you do too, and we hope that we trigger some happy memories. Raylan, are you paying attention?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, all right. Yep. So let's do it. Okay.
Yeah.
Once again, this is Trigger Happy Memories. This is a live presentation, and this is our Thanksgiving show. So we welcome everybody tuning in here on Thanksgiving. I want to say I'm very thankful for many, many things. First off, I'm thankful for some good friends that I called in short notice, Kevin Loudon and Raylan Grove, to come in and help with us. Eddie had a slight heart attack, and he's doing well. He's got himself to the hospital, and he's recovering. And also we want to wish Eddie a happy birthday, but he's going to sit this one out, folks, and we'll get him back in here soon. But I was a little worried. I thought I'm going to have to get a hold of Bob Zonk and bring the accordion in here, and me and Bob are going to have to do this show. But Bob, well, these guys, they bailed us out. So
Yes.
So anyhow, this is WPCA Radio, and we're glad to be here on a Thursday night. First off, I'm going to say hello to Kevin Loudon. How you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing all right, I guess.
Oh,
I'm here.
Well, good. Good to see you. And again, thank you for being here. And you're busy with playing music, and what's new with you lately?
It was a busy summer, but now I'm just working on the house. And yesterday I was hauling wood. So
oh, sure. Yes.
It's that time of year.
Yes. And you played with Blue Moon Drive.
I played a couple years with them. I'm no longer with them, but we did a lot of work together.
Sure, yes. I'm good friends with the Firehisens. I actually did a job in October with Steve Firehisen, their dad,
yep.
And Dave. Dave was playing drums. We were asked to do an Oktoberfest. They wanted strictly old-time music. So I got a hold of Steve, and then Dave, he said, well, if Dad's going to play, I'm surprised he's going to do it, but he's going to do it. I'm going to play too. Well, then I was at church. I was talking after church one day, and Swanee was there. And he said, well, he overheard our conversation. He says, I'm going to bring the saxophone. I'm going to be playing with you too. So it was at a senior center in Richmond, and it was a great time. We had just some good dancers there and a lot of fun. But anyhow, Reeland, how you doing?
Oh, very good.
Good. Good to see you, too.
And thanks for inviting me.
Yes, thank you. Labor Day party, I made it again this year.
Oh, yes. That's quite a picnic there.
That's a lot of fun. We had saw a lot of the old musicians that we all know. Kevin Murphy, Steve Wilson, Scott Nash was there. Of course, Eddie.
Yeah.
And Gay, singer that's with us, Gay Magnifici. Sam Boltman. Mm-hmm. And Leroy Kaler. We couldn't get Leroy to play, though, could we?
No, we couldn't.
Yeah.
We even had a gentleman from that I play music with down in Mexico, Steve Calvert.
Oh, yes.
He was there and got up and played the bass for a couple of songs, and so that was
right.
Kind of fun.
And last year, Cleo B. was there.
Yeah, Cleo came, and and some of her friends from Hayward. They had came, and now she's actually, I heard that she's she moved in with her daughter in San Diego for a while.
Oh.
And then I guess she's not liking it so well, so she's planning on moving back to this area.
Okay.
So yeah.
And who's the, I should know his name, the bass player that does...
Dick Mobocken.
Dick Mobocken, yeah. Yes. Have you ever seen him, Kevin?
No, sir.
He, Scott Nash stole all this stuff from him that the, was it Old Rivers, is that the
name?
Yeah,
Old Rivers, yeah.
Yeah.
He does that, like Walter Brennan.
Walter Brennan, yes.
Yeah.
So
very good.
And Clarion, I think, took some of that as well. But so anyhow, we're going to start out, just do a little singing together, kind of warm up. Let's do a little You Are My Sunshine here. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. The other night, dear, while I was sleeping, I dreamt I held you in my arms. When I awoke, I was mistaken, and I held my head and I cried. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. Other night, dear, while I was sleeping, I dreamt I held you in my arms. When I awoke, dear, I was mistaken, and I held my head and I cried. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
Kevin.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. Please don't take my sunshine away. All right. Very nice. That was Kevin playing the dobro and the flat top. Reeling with a nice harmony. That's a nice way to kick off the night here for Thanksgiving. But, yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
Yes, you too. You bet. Kevin, you are you still teaching music or not?
A little bit. I'm semi-retired at this point.
Okay, sure.
At least for the winter. You know how that is.
Yes, yes. You did a lot of teaching in a lot of different communities, a lot of music stores. I know you were in Stillwater years ago and Hudson and... And Osceola?
I think I've given over 20,000 or 30,000 lessons.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, our son Ryan took lessons from you, and his good buddy Nick Johnson, he sounds like Kevin Loudon when you hear him play. And Nick went on to do some music therapy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And got a degree in I think, something with music. But you helped a lot of people. To play some good music.
Well, I hope so.
Yes, you bet. So, Reelin, are you ready to sing a tune there?
Sure.
Okay. What do you got there?
Let's do a George Strait song.
All righty. Now you're playing dobro.
I am.
All right. Yeah, it's in your lap. You might as well play it, huh?
I'm confused, but.
Cold Fort Worth beer, just ain't no good for jealous. And I tried it night after night. 'Cause you're in someone else's arms in Dallas. Does Fort Worth ever cross your mind? Darling, while you're busy burning bridges, burn one for me if you get time. 'Cause good memories don't fade so easy. Does Fort Worth ever cross your mind? You left me here to be with him in Dallas, and I know it hurt you from the town. Well, I wonder now if it makes a difference. Does Fort Worth ever cross your mind? Him in Dallas, and I know it hurt you at the time. Well, I wonder now if it makes a difference. Does Fort Worth ever cross your mind? Does Fort Worth ever? Does Fort
Well, very nice.
Thank you.
That's Reland Grove, yes. And Reland, you were a guest here before with us, so are you, Kevin, so you kind of know what we're doing, and we're so glad you're back. Reland, I remember you telling a story when you were here before with us. It's probably a couple years ago you were here, wasn't it?
I think it has been, yeah.
Year. We're into our third year here now, but you were telling a story about playing drums at the Country Dam on about 4 days of... owning drums, is that true?
Yes.
Yeah, you want to share that a little bit?
Yeah, I had two cousins. One that played, the name of the band was The Boys Three. And two cousins, one played the sax and the other played the accordion. And they had a drummer, and they played a lot in the Twin Cities. And they had a drummer by the name of Wayne Dawson.
Hmm.
And anyway, they ended up, like most groups, you know, some... get in an argument or something, somebody quits. And anyway, the drummer quit, and he so I got a call on Sunday, on this Sunday, would I like to play drums with my cousins? And I geez, I've never even sat on a set of drums. And so I said, well, I give it a try. And so on that Monday, I went down, and Monday night, my uncle bought me a set of drums. And so I practiced Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and half of Friday, and played the Country Dam that night. The only thing I couldn't do at that point was wipe out.
Okay.
And otherwise, the rest of it I kept up with.
Well, that's
and,
good.
Yeah, and just kept putting, you know,
sure.
Back then, this is the late 60s, we listened to a lot of 45 records. Mm. So I put a schottische and a waltz and a polka and a rock and roll 45s on the
sure.
on the record player, and I played to him over and over and over. So that's how that happened.
Well, neat. And you actually started playing guitar first, but then went to drums. Is that correct?
Yep.
Sure. So, yeah, once again, this is WPCA Radio 93.1 in Amory, Wisconsin. This is Trigger Happy Memories. If you're just tuning in, it's Thanksgiving. And Kevin Loudon, You strapped up to sing a tune there?
I think I am.
Good. All right.
It's a real winner.
Okay.
It's a song that I helped write for Hank Williams. I might not have even been born, so it was it was tough to do.
Yes.
Called You Win Again. The news is out all over town that you've been seen out running round. Well, I know that I should leave, but then I just can't go. You win again. This heart of mine could never see what everybody knew but me. Just trusting you was my big sin. What can I do? You win again. Play it, Kevin. Well, I'm sorry for your new victim now, 'cause soon his head like mine will bow. He'll give his heart, but all in vain, and someday say you win again. You have no heart, you have no shame. You take true love and give the blame. Well, I guess that I should not complain. I love you still, you win again. What can I do? You win again.
Oh, that's very nice. Good job, Kevin. That's a good drinking song. I love her still.
Yeah, I love her still.
Yes. Oh, nice. We were talking off the air a little bit about Lyle. There was they did a tribute to Lyle at a radio station. I think it's up north of Cambridge or North Branch somewhere.
Braham,
okay.
Minnesota.
Yeah. Kenny Corona, I think, put that together. And I actually tuned it in. Eddie gave me the call numbers. I went on the computer and got the website, and it was good. It was they talked a little bit about, of course, his recording he did out in L.A., and you ended up going out there later with him as well, didn't you?
Yeah, Kenny Corona and I went out there, Dan Greer and Lyle's cousin Gary, who passed away about 2 years ago.
Okay.
We went out there, and then they decided to come home and have a life, and Lyle and I stayed out there.
Sure.
And we did get in to do a couple demos, and then I went to New Mexico and then came back here, and we did some songs in the studio in the cities, and there on his CD, we did 5 songs.
Okay.
At Sound 80. So.
Oh, sure. Eddie brought in something here last month that was off of the album that was recorded in L.A., and was it Buddy Emmons was playing on?
Yeah.
On some of that.
Yeah.
So they had some first-class players on that session, didn't they?
Yeah, it was produced by the keyboard player from Bread. I can't think of his name right now, but.
And I don't remember the details, but Lyle had said that it became a conflict between the radio stations and the recording, whatever studios or something with the, but whatever, somehow he got caught in the middle of that. His record was starting to take off. They were promoting it, and then it just stalled. and it wasn't necessarily his fault. It was just it's just what happens in the music business, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of label changes. Bands get caught up in.
Sure. Yes. But it was a nice tribute to Lyle there. I'm going to try a song here. Maybe Reland can help me sing harmony. A song called "Beautiful Brown Eyes," and as a kid living, we grew up close to the town hall in Hammond. And every polka band I ever heard played this song, and I was playing this for a friend of mine, Dan Wool, and he said, "That is a really pretty folk song," and I never thought of it as a folk song, and he said, "That's a nice," and I thought, well. Maybe it was originally. I don't know, but every accordion player that I ever knew, you know, when it comes time for a nice waltz, they do "Beautiful Brown Eyes." So we're gonna take a stab at this thing here. So, are you? You're gonna? No, good. You got your. Beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. Beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. Oh, beautiful brown eyes, I'll never love blue eyes again. Oh, how I love you, my darling. I love you with all my heart. Tomorrow we might have been married, but rambling has kept us apart.
Here we go.
Beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. Beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. Oh, beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. I'll never love blue eyes again.
Here comes that dobro.
Life is full of problems and troubles. Life is full of worries and woes. A man needs the love of a woman to guide him wherever he goes. Beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. Beautiful, beautiful brown. I'll never love blue eyes again. Very nice. Yes. This is WPCA Radio 93.1, Amory, Wisconsin, and we're having some fun here with Reland Grove, Shady, and Kevin Loudon. So I had some fun here last week. I went to the grade school in Richmond. My grandson is in first grade, so I had lunch with him. And I think he was so worried I was going to embarrass him or, you know, make, you know, he was just so careful around me that I might do something that his friends might laugh at him. But I said, you know, William, maybe what I should do is bring my guitar to school someday. He goes, I don't know about that, Grandpa. I said, well, I could sing some songs for the kids. I don't know. He said, well, then he was trying to think, you know, like where it would be most appropriate if Grandpa did this. Well, maybe in our music class, I could talk to the teacher. She might let you sing a song. I said, well, that might work. I said, how about if I bring the tuba? No, Grandpa, do not bring the tuba to school.
That's funny.
And so, last Sunday, we played in church. Again, we play a couple times a month. Swanee, Dave Swanson, my good buddy, and my son Ryan. And we had some fun doing that. We had a little busier summer with Trigger Happy and Eddie and I this last summer. We played at the Brow Tie up. Used to be Crickets up here north of Highway 8 a couple different times. And actually, Eddie and I did a few more things, two-piece, this summer. We did an old-time format up at Brow Tie on a Sunday afternoon. Mm-hmm. Right, and you've done some of that, really, where we did some polkas, some waltzes, some foxtrots. And they actually, they liked the country stuff, which is good because we're more familiar with that. But but Eddie, growing up, Eddie and I played with Eddie's mother, Idell, for a couple years, and she was a very, very good accordion player. So we had quite a bit of old-time background with us, too. But we had a great time. It was, it was people, they danced the first song they're out there. But Eddie and I went to Madison with the two-piece for a private party, and we played at the Clear Lake Golf Club for their 50th year celebrating having a golf club. The Nurchman Legion had a 100-year anniversary this year.
Wow.
And had the whole group Trigger Happy. And we did some other things, a Heritage Center concert series in the park outside Hammond, Heritage Days, and a bunch of church festivals. So it was, like you said, Kevin, too, the season kind of winds down, and we move on to other things for winter.
Yes, we dig a hole and crawl in it.
We'll talk about that in a little bit, but really, Don, I want you get you to sing a song here, if you would, please.
Oh, sure. How about some John Conley?
There you go, yeah.
Well, I don't know why I keep on believing you need me when you prove so many times that it ain't true. And I can't find one good reason for staying. Maybe believing would be the best for you. But these rose-colored glasses that I'm looking through show only the beauty, 'cause it hides all the truth. And let me hold on to the good times and the good lines, the ones I used to hear, now I hear you. And they keep me from feeling so cheated, defeated, when reflections in your eyes show me a fool. But these rose-colored glasses that I'm looking through shows only the beauty, 'cause it hides all the truth. So I'll just keep on hoping, believing that maybe by counting the many times I've tried, and you believe me when I say I love you, and I'll lay these rose-colored glasses aside. These rose-colored glasses that I'm looking through shows on it hides all the truth.
Well, very nice. Oh, it's one of my favorite songs that you do, Reelin. I love that.
Yeah, it's a fun song to do.
Yeah, that's a dandy. That one you always dedicate to Uncle Bob, don't you?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Uncle Bob loves it.
Yes, yes. We're going to actually be doing a birthday party for him here coming up. I think it's December 5th. He'll be 85.
Oh.
And it's going to be at the Amory Memory Care Center.
Oh,
so
wow.
We're going to have some of us get together there and do a little music. But
that'll be nice.
Yeah. Reelin, we played together up at the casino here. Was it this summer, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. And it was, we'll talk about, is it Denny Sharnakin? Mm-hmm. But we actually were filling in for his group for him. He's a good friend with Dave Swanson. Denny's had some issues with some cancer, and I think he's recovering well.
Yep.
But that particular week, he wasn't able to perform at the casino, and Swanee called me, and he says, can we put something together? and it was like a Tuesday or a Wednesday. Well, this is preparing for Friday night, but so Eddie was open, and I called you, and you are actually playing that afternoon, but you played that night. But so it was Swanee and you and I and Eddie. Mm-hmm. And had a great time.
Oh, yeah, had a real good time.
Yeah, nice sound system there, and we had lots of help getting things squared away for sound. But since then, you have done some more things with Denny. Can you share that with us?
Sure. I've had to practice for the first time in many, many years on the drums, because it was a little bit different the way he did his songs and all the breaks and,
sure.
and emphasis and things
like that.
The last
time you practiced is when those first 4 days before that country.
Yeah, and that was the last time.
That was the last time.
Kevin can attest to that.
Yeah, and so that's when your uncle bought the drums. And
yeah.
So it's been a while.
It's been a while.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, but I played with him at the casino in Turtle Lake after that.
Sure.
And then after that, he invited me to play. We played down in Northwood, Iowa, at the Diamond Joe's Casino.
Sure.
We've done a couple of gigs in down in Clear Lake, Rochester, and the Danbury Casino and Turtle Lake. And, we've got some more stuff coming up,
some more
Rochester gigs. And second weekend in January, I'll be with him at the Danbury Casino. And the 17th of January, I'll be with him at the Turtle Lake Casino.
Okay.
So that'll be fun.
And he is a veteran player.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't met him. I know him through Swanee and through you, too, mm-hmm. now. But he's played with, well, tell us, he's played with Bobby V and wrote songs with Bobby V years ago.
Tommy James and the Shondells,
sure.
and Dion and the Belmonts and just the Crickets and
sure.
so many different
yeah.
groups that, you know, when he talks about Buddy Holly's Crickets and all this other stuff and some of the
sure.
things that he does
yeah.
and songs that he's written with these people, man, it's just amazing. It's just kind of an awe.
That is cool.
Yeah.
You bet. So, and again, this is WPC Radio 93.1, Trigger Happy Memories. And Kevin, you got that guitar strapped up?
I do. You know, I played with John and Dave in the better
did.
Half. So,
you yes, you did. And we did some recording together.
Yes, we did. And, yes. and in fact, my steel's in the shop at home now, getting tuned up after, because it came the day we were recording your second album, John and Dave. And I remember I had to stay at your place and work on the steel so it would play in tune because it was brand new
that's
and
right.
it hadn't been set up.
Yes, but are you going to do one of my requests?
Yeah, Mike requested this. I haven't done it in 40 years maybe, but it's by Delbert McClinton. He wrote Two More Bottles of Wine.
Oh, yeah.
And he's known as a blues artist, but this is a pretty love song. Well, thanks, but no thanks, baby. I've already got more trouble than I need. Thanks, but no thanks, baby. I've already got more trouble than I need. I don't need no lonely, lustful woman's irate husband after me. That's the pretty part, isn't
yes.
it? Well, I've been round a little bit, got me some stories I could tell. Ain't that the truth? Well, I've been round a while now, I've known some lovely women rather well. I've been dazed and amazed, I've been a witness to a red-bone Cajun spell. Honky-tonkin', guess I've done me some. I've seen the bullets in the chamber from the other end of a gun. Well, I've been caught in battles that weren't even worth being won. Honky-tonkin', I guess I've done me some. but no thanks, baby. I've already got more trouble than I need. Yes, I do. Well, thanks, but no thanks, baby. I've already got more trouble than I need. Well, I don't need no lonely, lustful woman's irate husband after me. Honky-tonkin', guess I've done me some. I've seen the bullets in the chamber from the other end of the gun. Well, I've been caught in battles that weren't even worth being won. Honky-tonkin', I guess I done me some. I said, honky-tonkin', I guess I done me some.
All right. That's Kevin Loudon. That's fun to hear that again, Kevin.
Now you know why I didn't do it for 40 years.
Right? Well, Greg Wheeler liked that so well that he stole it from you.
I know that, Greg. Yes, you know, yes. You can't trust those guys that play that mouth organ.
You know?
You were talking about Lyle. Boy, I'll tell you, I enjoyed my time playing with Lyle and Kevin and the Cactus Boys.
Oh, sure.
Out there.
Now you tell me. Now you tell
me. We had a good time on the road and
yes.
played on the road together. Lyle was always a class act. Very
absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah, we got to be good friends with Kevin and Lyle. When you guys came back from California, you were at the Country Dam driving a 49 Ford. 50 Ford.
Panel truck,
yes. And you guys came in and wanted to play a little music, and we got you up there, and we've been friends ever since. But
we drove all the way that day. It was Halloween.
Okay.
From New Mexico.
Wow.
Well, it was the day before when we started.
Sure.
But
yeah.
And then we found out you were playing at the Country Dam, so we came over.
Okay, sure. I'm going to throw in something off of our CD we did. Let's see if we can get... Bob to engineer this thing up. It's a song that that Eddie was singing on. We don't have Eddie with us. We're going to play a song where Eddie sang on a Trigger Happy CD. And it's called There Ain't Nobody Here But Us Chickens. So let's hope we can get this thing up where it belongs.
Taking the air, locked up the barn with the greatest of care. Into the hen house something stirred when he hollered, "Who's there?" This is what he heard: "There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So calm yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. We chickens try to sleep and you butt in and hobble, 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 hobble with your chin. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. Are you stabbing around and causing a fuss and kicking up an awful dust? We chickens try to sleep and you butt in and hobble, 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 hobble with tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do. We got eggs to lay. We got ground to dig and worms to scratch. It takes a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So calm yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. And kindly point that gun the other way and hobble, 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 hit the hay. Day. We got things to do, we got eggs to lay, we got ground to dig and worms to scratch. It takes a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So calm yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. And kindly point that gun the other way and hobble, 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 hit the hay. Hey, boss man, what you say? It's easy picking. There ain't nobody here but us chickens.
Oh, that's a Trigger Happy CD from 2012, I believe it is. That's Eddie Schmidt singing lead, playing saxophone, playing steel, and playing guitar. So he's a busy boy.
And singing.
Yes. Yes, and of course singing lead. Scott Nash was on that recording with us, and Carl Oslin, and myself playing bass and singing harmony. So that was a lot of fun. Eddie, happy birthday to you. I'm going to say hello to a few folks, and we're going to move on with some more music. But Shirley Halliburton, Scott Nash, our old friend. Hope you're tuned in here, Scott. Renee Butler, Jim Bjorkman out in Sunburst, Montana. He emails me quite often, and he's tuned in and enjoys the show a lot. Tom Klinger, of course, Eddie Schmidt, Rodney Sather, an old classmate of mine, and Edna Bjorkman. So you got anybody you want to say hello to?
Not necessarily, no.
Okay.
Hi, Reland.
Hi, Kevin.
All right. Okay.
And
well,
Vicky. Yeah,
well, don't say hello to Bob too.
Oh yeah, and Bob. Yes.
Hi, Bob.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, you got that Dobro sitting in your lap. But I'm going to try an old gospel song. See if Reland, you can help me sing this. I'm going to send this out to Luann Peterson. This is one of her favorite songs. So, I'll just vamp it a little bit in G, and you can. Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away in the morning to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. Here comes Kevin. When the shadows of this life have flown, I'll fly away like a bird from prison bars have flown. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away in the morning to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. There we go, a little gospel there. Good job, Kevin, and really nice harmony there, too. That Dobro is, can you tell us a little bit about Dobro?
Dobro is a contraction of the Dopiera brothers. They made National, and Dobro brothers got mad. One made National, one made Dobro.
Mm.
Hawaiian guitar was big, and they kept trying to make them louder, so they made a metal resonator that looks like a pumpkin pie plate. And so it's shiny and chrome and sounds like that. And then bluegrass people adopted it a lot with Earl Scruggs.
Okay.
So Uncle Josh Graves.
Sure.
He played all the whinier stuff like Bashful Brother Oswald Kirby. And, so.
And the tuning on that, is it straight?
It's an open G
open
chord.
Open G, okay. Nice. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And this one's made in China, so.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
You didn't build that one then?
No.
No, so. Reland, you go to Mexico for vacationing a little bit in the wintertime, don't you?
Yes, sir, too. Yeah.
Yep, and you play some music there.
Yeah, we every year we go down there and do a fundraiser. It's a street dance that I play And there's a bass player from Michigan that I met down there that plays with me.
Okay.
And I bring all my toys and we do the street dance, and they raise money every year. Been doing that ever since they started this.
Mm.
And it's been about 10 years now.
Mm.
And the money that's raised goes towards buying defibrillators and things for ambulance services.
Okay.
And fire departments down there.
Sure.
In that city. So, yeah, it's quite a deal.
Nice. And you're there for how many weeks? Or?
Usually 2 to 2.5.
Okay.
Or so, and then I get to play a little guitar and some drums down there with Denny Armstrong.
Okay.
and Steve Calvert and some of the guys down there that play there all winter long.
Yes. So. And I go to Arizona. I just started doing that a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a place out there. And I actually got invited to a party and got up and did a little bit of music too. And we're going to do some of that again this year. I didn't do a lot of it. And I had a guitar with me, and I ended up buying an electronic drummer. And then I did finally get one of those harmonizers.
You did?
Same as yours, identical. So I think I got it figured out, but I'm going to call you about some little some tips on that thing too.
Yeah.
So, do you want to sing another tune here?
Sure, we can do another one if you want.
I go south for the winter too. I go to Luck.
To Luck.
Yeah.
Well, you should go a little further south, like maybe like Durand or somewhere down
there.
Oh,
I was there before.
Oh, you were? Yeah, that's too warm for you.
It's kind of cold by the river there.
Okay, yeah. What you got there?
Well, let's do a Keith Whitley song
if
you want.
You bet.
I know you loved him a long time ago. Even now in my arms, you still want him, I know. But darling, this time let your memories die. When you hold me tonight, don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes, let it be me. Don't pretend it's him in some fantasy. Darling, just once let yesterday go, and you'll find more love than you've ever known. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight, and don't close your eyes. Holding on all this time, lying here in your arms, knowing he's in your mind. But I keep hoping someday that you see the light. Let it be me tonight, and don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes, let it be me. Don't pretend it's him in some fantasy. Darling, just once let yesterday go, and you'll find more love than you've ever known. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight, and don't close your eyes. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight, and don't close your eyes.
Oh, very nice. That's Ridley Grove. This is Trigger Happy Memories, WPCA Radio 93.1 on a Thursday night. And like I mentioned earlier, you guys are filling in here. Short notice, Eddie had a little setback in his health, but he is recovering, and he'll be back stronger than ever. Mm-hmm. And we wish him the very, very best. But
and happy birthday.
Yes, and a happy birthday to Eddie as well. But thank you so much, you guys, for coming in here and doing this. I got a date coming up in Northfield, Minnesota, playing our Special Olympics Christmas party. And it's something that I ended up doing it with some of the guys from the White Sidewalls. Swanee and I have done it for years. And their drummer plays. And then the Hound Dog, the leader, he's the guy that put together, created the whole thing with the White Sidewalls. He's been doing it with us now for about 7 or 8 years. So it's four of us. And Hound Dog, if you ever knew what he was like, he very, very particular about everything. It's all about detail. Everything was detailed, but we turned over the Christmas songs to him. Well, we didn't know there's six verses to Jingle Bells, and if Hound Dog is gonna is gonna do it, he's gonna do it right. Yeah. And we don't skip any verses. So 25 minutes yeah. later, yeah. So anyhow, we're about wrapped up here. I just want to say, let me just ask you just real quickly, Rita, do you have a favorite song or songs? I know I got about 25 of them, but do you have anything?
Well, I love George Strait stuff, and then okay. I'm a big fan of Ronnie Millsaps.
Sure. So, yep. Yeah. How about you, Kevin?
I like my stuff. You can go to kevinloudon.com and okay. listen to my music.
All right. Favorite singer? Kevin Loudon?
No, I don't like my singing, but I like a lot of people from country to rock, bluegrass.
Sure.
And
yes, yep. So, did, how about you, your favorite? You said Ronnie Millsap, yeah. George Strait.
Yeah.
Did you play in a high school band or choir?
No.
No?
No.
Okay, how about you?
I played the cornet.
Okay.
Back in.
Sure, yes. So, we want to say goodnight here. Thanks to Bob Zonk, who just about had to play the accordion tonight. We scared up these guys, and Bob's pretty happy you guys showed up, so he didn't have to do that. But say hello to Lou Ann. Don't forget, you can donate donate money to WPCA Radio, and I've enjoyed so many other programs. This summer, Bob, you had a program called the Saturday Night Dance Party, which it's still on. Okay, it's aired every Tuesday morning right after the Farm Report. No. It's on Saturday night, so don't take me so serious. Yes. So anyhow, thanks, you guys, and we'll
thank you.
Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And we'll certainly stay in touch. So thanks a lot.